Good morning, local psychonauts. It is your local hood hippie extraordinaire coming at you live. How are you guys doing? I'm so fucking excited to be alive and to be joining you on this beautiful, beautiful day. I am here to express a lot of love and a lot of joy to you all. I have had some downloads coming to me, really just like revelations that I need to get out and to speak on, because I'm learning like certain meanings of, you know, things that I have heard and things that I've experienced, by actually being able to observe the experience. And one of those things, one of those phrases that I've heard since I've been doing the work was, "You are the medicine," and you are the medicine. I understood it, but I didn't think that I had ever really experienced it. So with that being said, I used an event that happened to me yesterday, being able to be the medicine in a situation, and seeing through like that projection that I was seeing. It was so beautiful. But to know that the psychedelics really helped me as a tool to know that I could sit and be still long enough to sit and look at things. And then I really got to experience the whole "You are the medicine" yesterday, with my experience that I had. And by saying that, we all have the ability to sit with ourselves, to sit with a situation that we have, found to be, taken over us, to be, plaguing us, or to be holding, you know, not positive space for you, in observing a situation. When you obsessively observe things, at least for me, when I obsessively observe things, I start to over analyze and over observe. And then that projection screen is really just all I'm looking at. So finding that it's kind of like addiction, and that brings, you know, when you are using certain areas, like I was using my brain and it was turning into like a monkey mind or an overanalyzing to where it wasn't making no sense. That's overdoing it. That's with anything. That's with any substance that you use too much, or any thing that you are using to comfort you or to keep you stagnant. And so really finding that, I had decided to, you know, do some personal work within me. And I have been questioning like psychedelics, as, maybe a crutch, or maybe something I was doing was a crutch. And then I kind of got like the whistle blown at me, like, no, because you're the one that has control over these things. So it's all on you. So these thoughts that you're creating are just the thoughts and the reality you're going to be, you know, in. So then I changed my complete way of thinking about a whole other situation, to see that, you know, I am the medicine, and doing the work but not overdoing it is what's going to heal me personally. That's my journey. That's my situation. I'm just sharing it with you all because these are things that just are coming to me. And then facing like that played out story, that something could be addictive. Well, we make it addictive. We are making that, with something that has happened. I used mine because I needed a place to hide. I needed for me a place to go, within, and I was addicted to any and everything. It was addicted to feeling sad, addicted to being depressed. You know, these are things that you can be addicted to. You can be addicted to anything. So facing that, those old played out stories and realizing, you know, that was then because I didn't have what I have now. And that brings me into, what I have now is learning the ability to cope with things, the ability to handle situations without needing anything but myself. And that for me has been just so amazing to see because, you know, I started using to escape when I was 13. That's when my roller coaster ride started. So at the ripe age of 13, I should be learning certain kind of skills, coping skills. I should be learning things like that, and I hadn't been learning them. Because instead of dealing with things, I ran back to the substance or the feeling, the thing that comforted me instead of facing it. So I did a lot of years of burying. That's how you create the ego, the chaos, that all that, because you've become accustomed to the certain things that make you feel a certain way or what have you. And that really, it starts to create the illusion, or that it starts building that screen for you to have that projection even, and not being able to cope with things because, again, you're just looking at your projection screen instead of dealing or handling any situation. You have that projection screen, you have that substance, then there's no growth. And then you kind of stay stagnant and you kind of stay at that age when it comes to learning those kinds of skills. You stay at that very young baby age, you know, for me, 13, staying at that age of 13 on those certain skills, those coping skills. Now at the age that I am, 35, about to be 36, y'all, now at my age now, I'm being able to learn coping skills. I'm being able to learn how to handle things. And then without the use of anything but myself, I'm using me as the medicine. Now I'm using me being able to sit still. And then that was just boom, boom, boom. These things are happening. And it's just beautiful whenever you start to see yourself progressing in the areas that you stopped learning at such a ripe young age. And so when you start progressing and you start learning these things and you start learning how to deal with these things, and then you can start teaching your children these coping skills and these, how to be non-reactive, how to, you know, be more objective in a situation. Then that's how you start healing certain things that have been passed down. And that was like having these moments that are absolutely just mind-boggling when you get to see them happening. And then really just being patient with myself during this whole entire process has been another thing that I've been having to learn about myself and learn about others. The whole being patient. But it started with like being patient with myself. I have never been patient with myself. I always wanted instant gratification for myself. I wanted it now. I wanted it quick, but I didn't realize that all these good things, there's no shortcuts. You have to fall. You have to go up every single step. There's no skipping a step. And if you skip a step, then you're going to have to learn that lesson down the road. And that's, here we are. Here I am learning lessons that I, you know, bypassed. But the beautiful thing is it doesn't fucking matter. What matters is that I'm doing the work within me and I'm doing it now, and it's going to do
amazing things for me and for my inner circle, for my people around me, which in turn it just spreads throughout. That's how the collective works. It's light a match and it fucking phew, it goes off. You put that match back in a box of matches, it's gonna catch on fire. That's that beautiful fire I be talking about, you guys. But yeah, so just being aware of this is huge. It's stepping into new self-discovery. It's stepping into the program you get to create for yourself. It's stepping into your power and empowering yourself. And that's when you start to learn that you don't need anything at all. You need to understand you. And then that's how you can tour yourself through this journey. That's how you do that in my experience and in my situation that I'm in. That's what I've done. It's made a huge impact on me in the last 24 hours. I felt the urge to share this expression with you guys, because it's crazy, in the sense of being stuck in a spot, being stuck in a rut, and knowing that you're in a test and you can't figure it out, but you have figured it out, but you're still analyzing things and you're feeling a certain way. And then it's like, whoa, you're analyzing your projection screen. You're not even analyzing your situation or the situation that's actually going on. So whenever I had this happen, and it was just another example of learning certain skills and learning how to express myself and how to speak about what was, you know, going on, and just facing it and not questioning it, and knowing that I'm doing the right thing and I'm on the right path, because I'm actually being able to sit with myself, and I'm actually being able to process things, and I'm actually being able to do it without lying to myself and saying everything's okay when everything's not okay within me. So when I'm creating a chaos or a chaotic situation within me, to sit with myself and say, no, it's not okay. This is not okay, because you're creating something that's not true. You're creating a false belief for yourself that everything's okay and it's not, because you feel a certain way. You're not sitting with it. You're not digesting it. You're not truly looking at the entire situation. Being able to do that is so fucking cool, and learning how to cope with things from the past and not letting it affect me in this timeline shift that I'm in this new era, this new birthing of me, of who I am, the cracking of the seed, the popping of the seed, you know. I'm a baby in this journey that I'm starting now. I'm literally a baby programmer. And I'm programming myself, and I'm programming what I want to put out there. I'm programming what I want to show, what I want to be, what I want to feel, what I want to get out there. I get to program that now. And so I'm teaching myself these skills and these things that I didn't learn. And it's kind of really cool, because then I can look at it and say, yeah, I've tinkered with it enough that this is how I'm going to handle situations, and things will get thrown at me that I won't understand how to handle it. But then that's the test. And then when another one of those situations get thrown at me, I'll know how to handle it. And that's the test. So all of these things will get thrown, as long as you're continuing to be patient with yourself and learn, and instead of, actually giving up and giving in to what's bothering you, when you take the time to know truths and to know that it's okay to feel certain ways, when you know these things and you feel these things and you start to grow from these things. It's just, it's a step in the right direction, and it's a step to tell you, you got this. This is all part of it. This is divine timing. This is divine love. This is source energy. This is higher self. This is how we integrate as above, so below into one. And you walk in that form. And it's how you respond to it and how you learn from it. I'm a sponge. I'm in that baby stage, you guys. I'm soaking it in. I'm getting to learn. I'm being present in the moment, in the now, and I'm here and I'm ready and I'm taking charge and I'm taking a stand for myself. So everyone that comes into contact with me will know, you know, you can literally come back from anything, and you can make yourself from nothing. You are the creator. You are co-creating with your higher self, and the visions and the wants and the things that you desire, you can have them with the greatest and highest good intentions. And then that's how it flourishes, and that inside happens, that growth. It's really exciting that I get to share this with you guys, that this is happening for me. I hope that people will understand that when you have been an addict, you have in your time and space, you might have learned some skills because you went and did a program, but then you fell back and you got back into that addiction, to that crutch. It's okay. Like, it's okay to say, like, I need help again, and then to reprogram yourself again. And it's okay to reprogram yourself several times, however many times you need, to be the best and most highest version of yourself, to be walking with higher self, to be that divine channel, that divine source of source energy. It's what we're here to do. We are divine light beings, you guys. We are the embodiment. We are the collective here. We are having an experience. Let's be the program of what we want. Let's co-create the beauty that we want. And that is by being that beauty within, by creating that Zion within, that Zion will be without. And so this whole revelation is another connection, another balancing act for me and higher self. And I am so grateful, and I'm so happy that you all are here on this journey with me. And thank you so much for tuning in to this powerful moment that I've had, and that I wanted to share with you all. I love you all very, very much. And I hope you have a fucking fantastic day. Tomorrow will be Venus Day. You know what that means, you guys? I love you. Have a brilliant day. You guys, this episode was so fucking special to me, and it really just helped guide me into season 2 of the podcast. So last episode was the first episode in season 2, which is just another like mind-blowing thing for me, that I ended up doing that. So this is episode 2 of season 2, and I'm popping my first flowers. So fucking cool. 11 seeds that I'll be popping. Oh, how exciting, you guys. I love you all so much. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Like I said, it was a very special one for me to do. And I really hope you guys come back for more. I will start putting out more content. I feel much better. Like I said, not eating meat. I think that's helping me. I am going to cheat today. I'm going to eat some lobster, which I'm not eating a lot, and I'm just eating a very tiny, tiny portion. So with that being said, I feel great. Yes, thank you guys so much for coming and hanging out. I love you. Mwah, mwah. Bye, bye. I love you.
come up again? If you have made it this far without skipping or ending, thank you so much. I kind of wanted to save all of this for the very, very, very end. If you ever want to reach out to me, I have social media platforms. On Facebook, I am Hood Hippie. And on Instagram, I am Holly Smalls. On Snapchat, I'm Hollywood0385. On TikTok, I am HoodHippie9. I don't pay attention to all of them all the time, but if you reach out to me, I'd be more than happy to say hi, whatever. And if you feel drawn to donate to the podcast, you can. There is a link provided in the description. So if you ever feel drawn to donate, to help get equipment so I can start, building an in-home studio, that would be great. But yes, there will be a link attached to the description, in this podcast. So thank you so much again for tuning in. I love you all very much. Have a wonderful day.